come forever and ever and ever. And ever and ever. One forever and ever and ever.
New year, new you, baby. That's right. That's what you said. Are you keeping up with your new year resolution? I bet not, but I can tell you what, if you're not working out, you at least have to eat right. So I'm here to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. NTT Fitness is a meal preparation service. They also have a gym, but let's face it, you're not going to go to the gym. Just give up, but you can at least eat well. Get fresh, delicious, and healthy meals delivered right to your door. Do it today and get 15% off your first order. If you use my code, LEVELUP15, LEVELUP15, you bum, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, drop, drop, car, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. Short podcast for you this week because I worked all week. Worked the day job. I did radio all week. I didn't get an opportunity to record a full podcast, so I do apologize for that, but I have a good segment coming up for you. My coworker is a thief. She stole, and she thinks she just stumbled into some things. God, she doesn't believe in God, but that God gave her this gift. I don't understand it. We're going to listen to it very shortly here. It's a long segment, and I want to get your opinion on it, and I want you to leave a message. After we conclude, I want you to let me know, did she get lucky, or is she a thief? Because I think she's a thief. Quickly, this podcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V is in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Pete. Go get your haircut. Look good, feel good, TruvySalonAndSpa.com. And also by Homemade Podcast, HomemadePodcast.com. If you're interested in starting a podcast and don't know how, I do, and I can help you. Leave me a message, 813-693-2124, or visit HomemadePodcast.com. Send me an email, let's work together. All right, let's play this clip from earlier in the week on Stay Woke, which is the radio program I am on, midnights at 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com. She's a thief, man. Let's check it out.
I'm poor. I've been poor for a long time. And any way that I can save money, I'm happy to do, except for stealing. But something happened to me today that is morally questionable. I don't know if I did the right thing. And I would like to hear from the listeners. Again, the number is 727-579-1025. What you would do in this situation. I did not steal. I want to preface with that. I did not steal.
No, you did.
I did not steal.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did not steal. Okay, let me tell you what happened. I was at a grocery store. I don't want to say which one, but it is where shopping is a pleasure. Okay. And as usual, I'm always in a hurry. Even when I'm not really in a hurry, I'm always in a hurry for some reason. I think it's because I've trained myself that I'm always running late, that even when I'm not running late, I feel like I'm running late.
Yeah.
So much like Johnny was saying, he gives himself like 10 minutes to get in and out of the store. I do the same thing with myself. I go, okay, we're going to get back in the car by 7:08 p.m. I want to dive in there. I want to dive out. And it's busy. It's usually busy around 6, 7 p.m. at the place where shopping is a pleasure because everyone is getting ready for the evening. They're getting ready for the weekend, whatever it is. People are getting off work. So I go in there. I get some things. I hop in this line. The person before me is just about to check out. They're just about to leave. I go, oh, this is beautiful. Open, wide open spaces. I just get in there. I give my reusable bag. I put all of my items on the little conveyor belt. And I do the math in my head. I go, $35. That was my guess. $35.
You spend that a day?
No. But I was preparing for the weekend. I didn't want to go shopping over the weekend.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, all right, $35. So I get in there. I start, I put everything on the conveyor belt. I walk to where you put in your credit card. And I see the woman, and she is opening my reusable bag, and she's just putting items in there.
Not scanning. Putting them in there.
At first, I thought she was just opening the bag to get it ready for the items, but then I realized she was just taking them off of the belt. She must have had just like a glitch in the... There was a glitch in the Matrix. And instead of scanning the item, she was literally stealing them for me. She just put about $15 worth of groceries in my reusable bag.
And at that point you said, oh, miss, I don't think you scanned those, actually.
I said this. Silence.
Wow.
And I go, is this really happening right now? And then about midway through, she begins to start scanning the items. And I'm going, what hell? And I'm going, maybe I just didn't see her scan it. Maybe I was, you know, putting more items on the conveyor belt and she was scanning and putting, but I didn't hear a beep.
No, so, you knew.
I thought, but here's when I really knew. So when I saw her putting things in there, I'm like, did I not hear beeping? Because it looked like she was just, I was like, I don't know. So I go over to where the credit card is. And if you're at any grocery store, it shows you what's being rung up as it's being scanned, right? It'll be like, oh, beep, bananas, beep, lemons, whatever. So I look, there's a lot of items missing.
Uh-oh.
And she goes, like, your total's like $20, $20 and like 90 cents.
And at that point, you went, oh, miss. I believe there's been a mistake. I don't think you scanned some of these items here.
I go, I've never tried to shove my credit card in the little chip reader as quickly as possible. Immediately. I went, $20? And I went, beep. And I was like, maybe she's going to notice. Maybe she's going to look in there and be like, I didn't scan any of this in here. She didn't. She gave me a smile. She gave me my receipt. And I was out the door like a bandit. I felt high, Will. I'm like, is this what heroin is like? Because it's amazing.
Well, it's ironic that you felt like a bandit because you're a dirty, dirty thief. You stole from that store. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
She stole for me, folks.
No.
Folks.
You could have corrected and remedied this situation and made it, could have made it right. You could have said, oh, no, you forgot. Oh, my gosh, thank you for telling me. And then she could have scanned the items and you could have paid what you owed.
No. This was her mistake. This was her mistake.
No, it's her mistake, but it's a mistake that was easily remedied by you saying, correcting her mistake because you noticed it. Now, if you got
not
out
my
of the
job.
Store.
Not my job.
It is. It, well,
not
more,
my job.
Morally, it's kind of, as a human being.
No,
you know,
not
we
my
all
job.
Mess
That's
up.
Not my
you
job, could've, folks.
You could have done it.
It's not my job. I felt a little bit, I felt a little, I felt 2% bad. I walked down
you
and I go.
You should feel 100%
said,
bad because
I
you
felt,
stole.
I felt about 2% bad. And I go, you know what? Publix is doing fine. Sorry.
That's a, yeah, well, there
Publix.
You go.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you kind of gave away their moniker anyways.
I did. Shopping is a pleasure there. I'll be going back every day.
Now, if you didn't notice until you got in a car and got home and then went, oh my gosh, they didn't scan this stuff. I wouldn't expect you to go back and remedy this, but you're a dirty thief.
I feel so bad.
And you stole from Publix.
I didn't steal.
Yes, you did.
I'm so sorry.
No, you need to admit it. At least be like, all right, I stole from Publix.
I didn't steal anything.
This lady was an accomplice.
Not
it was her
problem.
It was her mistake. She messed up, but it was a mistake
not my
you
job.
Could have fixed. And
not
you could
my
have
job.
Gave her what she what
no,
you owed her.
No, not my job.
Instead, you stole. You dirty thief.
I did not steal anything. The phones are lighting up. It's like all of the Publix managers. They're so mad with me. Listen, I'm sorry, folks. I shop there every goddamn day, almost every day. You take all of my money. Yes, maybe what I did wasn't morally 100%, but really, was it that bad that I got some extra strawberries that
you
were on
stole.
Sale?
You stole.
It was like $15 worth of stuff. It felt so good, Will. It felt so good.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't steal. I did everything that a good Samaritan civilian does.
No, you
does.
Didn't.
Yes,
you
I did.
You could have told
yes,
her
I
that
know.
She didn't scan
no.
the items.
No.
You morally deficient
bitch,
ass.
Shut up. I didn't put anything in my pocket. It went through
the
hands.
Yes, you did.
It needed to go through.
You
she just decided
did.
To steal them for me. She was doing me a favor. She looked at my eyes. She's like, this bitch is poor as hell.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to just put some of these in the bag for her.
I'm so disappointed in you.
And I was like, hell. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. I was freaking out. Well, I kept the receipt.
It's right here,
folks.
Yeah, you're going to frame it.
I am.
Your first score. You ass.
I didn't even hide this. Not that I've ever done this. But, I didn't even hide it under the cart. Everything was out in the open, Will. I was ready to pay.
You're flaunting it.
I was ready to pay.
Yeah,
and she just starts putting items in my bag. And I was like, is this real life? And then I looked on the little scanner out near the chip reader and I go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I think I'm about to finish. This is amazing. What a start to the weekend.
You better hope that your father is not listening tonight. Because
he'd
if
be
he
proud.
Is, he's going to be very disappointed.
No, he'd be proud. My dad, my father, you don't know my father. He would be very proud of me in this moment. He'd say, that's my girl. All right, we have full phone lines right now. I'm not even kidding. All six lines are taken. Thank you for calling in. Who's this?
Hey, this is Clay. How you doing?
Hey, Clay.
You stole from that girl.
Okay, you know what? I don't need this. I don't need this negativity. It's a feel-good Friday. Hello, you're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Don.
Hi, Don. What's up?
I don't think you really stole. Correct. And I think that as long as you pay it forward in the future,
no,
you know.
Oh, she's not. She's not going to do that,
no,
Don.
No. You know,
she thinks she got one up
no.
here. She thinks she got a free lunch. Yeah. She's
no,
garbage.
I'm not paying this forward. I've paid enough forward. It's time to rake it in. It's time to collect.
Oh, her years of philanthropy have finally come upon her. Graces have finally come upon her. Give me a break. You're trash.
Listen, I used to volunteer at a humane society.
Yeah, and you raped a dog. Wow. Way to rub that in. Or midnight.
Karma built up.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a great person. I help out all the time. I take out the trash on a regular basis.
At your house? Yeah, way to go, ass. That's what you're supposed to do.
Chores. I don't wait for my roommate to do it. I do it myself. I take it upon myself. I clean the counters.
Oh, my
listen,
God. This is things
listen,
for your own benefit.
Listen, let me tell you, Don, how good of a person I am. Every day, I work with this new guy. He's amazing at Horn Blasters. His name is David. He's my new favorite person on the planet. Okay, he loves strawberries. I bring strawberries to work every day. And guess what? I bring two extra strawberries every day.
Oh, two whole berries?
Just so
wow.
David can partake in
what
some strawberry joy. What do you think about that? Would a schmuck do that?
I
no.
Think, no, that's a great place.
Exactly. Thank you.
Dawn, just call her a douche so we can move on. She's a
no,
douchebag.
No, she's not a douche.
I love Dawn.
I think she's a sweetheart.
God, I wish I had a prize.
Yeah,
I would give it to you.
She's a sweetheart who happens to be a major thief.
I'm not a thief.
Good. No.
No, I did
no,
everything.
No.
I didn't steal anything. It was put in my bag by someone that works there. It is legit.
Exactly.
It is a... Okay. Dawn, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, okay? You deserve it.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I like Dawn. We're going to hang out. We're gonna go drinking together. I like this chick. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is John.
What's up, John?
Well, I'll tell you what it was. It's the girl that was ringing you out. recognized you as bone royalty and decided to treat you they know how hard you work at your two jobs.
I know.
And Will's just upset because they always charge him more.
Exactly. He's just jealous.
So the Jameis Winston syndrome, the infamous Jameis Winston crab leg incident where the deli...
behind you, Jameis was behind you with crab legs.
Yes, yes. The guy behind the counter gave him the crab legs and said, don't worry about it, just walk out with him. Yeah.
That's right.
It's not stealing.
She is royalty. She deserves a free meal.
Thank you. I got some strawberries that were on sale, some cauliflower and some green beans and a tomato medley.
Those two berries that you brought your coworker, did you steal them out of another package and put them in your package? You douche.
No, I did not. Those are the ones I paid for. But I feel like this is, it's time to collect, right, John? Like, I've been giving stuff.
Exactly.
I bring extra strawberries.
I let people in when they want to merge traffic.
I'm always very nice. I wave. I say please.
Right.
I say thank you. I hold doors open for people. I'm an angel. I'm a goddamn angel.
You're an enabler.
This is the world giving back to you for all you do.
Thank you.
What does she do? What the hell does she do?
I told you.
Everything.
Oh, she takes out her trash and cleans her countertops? What world are we living in? This is a land of delusion, John. You're an enabler. Don's an enabler. All you people are enablers. Anna's a thief.
I'm not a thief. John, thank you so much.
No, she's not.
Thank you. John, I love you. This is what I'm talking. The people have spoken, Will. Thank you so much, John. Have a wonderful,
have a blessed weekend.
Have a very blessed weekend, okay, sir? Thank you so much for calling in.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. I love you. I love you.
Well, I love you.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I hung up on you. All right. I'm trying to hang up on you. Okay. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hello. Hey, this is Alan from Polk County.
Alan from Polk County. What do you think about this situation? I mean, I was gifted some strawberries and some extra vegetables.
Well, that's one way to frame it. Or steal them. That's another way to frame it.
I don't know, man. Oh, you're busted because you felt that high, I think. Because I've done a couple things like that myself.
But I didn't do anything. It was given to me.
Oh, no, you did something.
I just allowed nature to take its course.
You admitted to correct her. So you could have changed the situation and been honorable.
I'm not here to tell people how to do their job, okay? I hate it when people call in and tell me how to do radio. I'm not going to tell this cashier how to scan items, okay?
That's
being a douche. Hey, you dumb bitch, you need to charge me more money. I'm not going to tell her that.
What if she loses her job? What if this was the final straw for this girl? She's got, you let another person go through, Tammy. Tammy, you dummy. Why did you let this dumb broad go through? You forgot to charge her. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I slipped my mind.
Where is she from?
I don't know. Some undisclosed location.
She's like from Brooklyn.
Yes. It doesn't matter where she's from. You just screwed Tammy out of her job. That's a worst case scenario.
Sir, what do you think about it? I don't think I did anything wrong. I think that I was gifted a few extra items because I am bone royalty. I allowed it to happen. I'm not going to correct her. I'm not going to tell people how to do their job. That's rude, and no one likes that. No one likes a what do they call it, a backseat quarterback or backseat driver. Nobody likes that. Armchair quarterback. Nobody likes that person. I don't want to be that person. I get in. I get out. I leave. I don't talk to people. I don't cause a ruckus.
Man, you just—I don't know—you felt that high.
I felt so high.
I did some similar things.
Yeah.
At Walmart, put the case of water in the bottom of the cart, and sometimes I forgot to pay for it, or I knew it was down there.
Yeah, in quotes. I didn't even do that. God is real, and God was blessing me. Thank you so much for calling it. It's true. I put it in front of her to scan. I said, I'm willing to give the few dollars I have left, and she goes, no, don't worry about it. I'm going to just put these right in the bag here for you. And I was like, is this real life? And then I looked at the receipt. Will, I don't see. I'm looking at my receipt. I kept it. I'm going to frame it. No strawberries. No cauliflower. No green beans. No tomato medley. I saved about $15.
Oh, great.
It's fantastic.
You stole $15.
No, that's not true. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You're on Stay Woke live. What's going on?
Hey, I'm...
Oh, sorry. I put you on hold.
Robbed that grocery store.
Excuse me. What was that?
She robbed that
okay,
grocery store.
Okay, you are breaking
Thank you, sir.
You are breaking
Thank you very much.
Up. You are breaking up. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, Anna. This is Cherokee.
Cherokee, listen. You've had land stolen from you before. This is nothing like that. This woman gave me, she gave me food to eat, to nourish my body.
Well, and think about this. The amount of time you would have inconvenienced the people behind you in the line had you had to go through and see what you stole.
That is so true.
No, it's not.
I don't want her to re-scan items.
It would take her.
There was no one behind me. I didn't want her to re-scan items that she already, and they were at the bottom of my bag. They're at the bottom of my bag, Will.
You mean you didn't want him to be an Indian giver? Is that what you're saying?
Good one, Will.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. So Cherokee, I think I'm in the clear with this one, right?
I was
given a gift.
Feels that bad,
listen, when God gives you a gift, you don't give it back.
God didn't give you
when
a gift.
When God gifts you, Will, when God blesses you with one of his blessings in the rare form of on sale strawberries and cauliflower, you don't give it back. You don't go, you know what? No, I don't want your gift, God. You go, I accept this with open arms. Thank you, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. I did a little cross. I was so tired when I walked in. I felt energized and alive.
Yeah, it's because you got got the thrill of stealing, committing your first crime, you thief.
No, it was a gift from the gods.
It was a gift.
You run
it was,
with
thank
it.
You, Cherokee. Thank you so much.
Cherokee, how much do you steal? Do you steal on the reg?
No, of course not. I take what's given to me,
but I won't
take it.
Yeah. That's okay. I get it. I get it. It was a gift. It's a gift. You're a gift. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
All right. Have a great weekend
you
now.
You too. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. He's on point, man. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hi, Anna. Marcello.
Marcello. Hello.
Hey, Marcello.
Hi, guys. You did great, Anna.
What the
you
hell?
Go, girl.
I really thought he was going to be against me on this one. Marcello, thank you so much. I was gifted, right? I did everything
so
I was supposed to.
You saved that lady's job because you correct her. Probably Dad will take it in the video and she will get fired.
Correct.
You
is insane, okay? Marcello. That is absolutely insane.
No, it's not.
No, he's right. That is the logic.
He'll be charged you for everything in public. Come on.
No, I mean, it's just about doing the right thing. And she knew that this lady did not do the right thing. And she could have told her and she could have remedied the situation. Marcello, you're a business owner. If you accidentally forget to drop a check at a table, wouldn't you be bummed out if they didn't let you know and they just left?
No, I will actually go get the waitress, and the waitress got to pay for it. And she go get in trouble. No, the person.
Yes, okay, so it's about personal accountability. Thank
all right,
you.
But what if this comes down on poor Tammy, the register lady at Publix, and she gets fired over $15 worth of goods?
Okay, she don't go get fired for $15.
You don't know.
Tammy was on thin ice then.
Publix manager.
I know how that works. And the way that the cameras look at that, it's like if she charged him. She corrects the lady and tell her, no, hold on. You don't charge me for that. Now the manager's going to notice, hold on. You know that to this lady.
Right.
How many ladies you know this?
That's totally wrong.
Right, exactly. Marcello, not only was I given a gift, but I saved someone's job tonight.
No, you didn't.
I saved someone's job.
I tell you something, guys. Nobody gets rich by doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Sorry to talk.
That's true. Marcello, you're a blessing.
Terrible.
You're an angel. Thank
Awful.
You so much for calling in. I agree.
So disappointing.
He's right.
You know, I love you.
I love you, Marcello.
Have a great weekend.
I love you.
Start the weekend the right way. We'll let her enjoy one. He got one over the men. Come on.
I did. And I played by the rules. I was being gifted. I didn't even steal. I didn't do anything wrong. I was given a gift from the gods, and you don't shove it back in their face, Will. That's rude. That's disgusting.
I got one over the tip.
Awful. Awful. I'm so disappointed in both of you.
I love you, Marcello. Stay well. God bless.
I love you guys.
God bless. Godspeed. God bless. Everyone is agreeing with me. You're on Stay Well. Who's this? Shut up. Okay. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, this is Colby.
Hey, Colby. What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to piggyback off of Marcello there.
Oh, thank you.
I definitely agree that you did the right thing.
Thank you.
I've been in a similar situation before where I was trying to check out, and the person in front of me was being really rude to the lady, mm-hmm. and she was really frazzled. And, instead of bringing it up, I just let it go. And, if I had brought it up, I would have made her day even worse. So why do that?
So she gifted you what? Some fried chicken? What did you get?
I honestly, it was a couple months ago. I can't remember, but it was probably like, you know, $35-$40 for the groceries.
And she gave you them all for free?
Thief. You're a thief too.
No, because she thought that the lady before her had my groceries on her tab. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. I didn't even insert my card. To pay for it. And she would just like, oh, it's okay. Just go have a good day, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, bye.
I hope there are cops listening and they can trace this phone call somehow.
Listen. What was your name again? Colby, right?
Colby, like the cheese. Yep.
Colby. You're an angel, okay? And God was giving you a gift. And when God gifts you, you accept the gifts. You accept God's gifts. You don't give them back. 100%. You don't. You take them with open arms and you go, okay, it's okay to accept. It's okay to. You're always giving, Colby. You're such a giver. Always giving, providing. When someone gives you a gift, you take it in stride and you go, thank you.
Right, and you know, because you only, you know, if you're also a giver, you only get so many gifts in life yourself sometimes. So you know, take what you can, and you go.
It was your day to collect. Okay,
correct.
It was your day.
Too.
Thank you. God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. See, Will.
Awful.
See.
I see. I see a lot of things.
You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Mickey.
Hey, Mickey. I hope you're having a blessed
lucky.
Day. I got
you
lucky.
Didn't steal anything.
Thank you. Thank you.
What happened is the manager made her mad or reprimanded her.
Yes.
And she said, well, I'll fix him. Free, free, free.
Mickey, can I ask you a question? How many times have you been to jail for theft?
Me? Never.
That's
I've
right.
never been in jail.
Because he's a goddamn angel.
I'm sure. Just never got caught.
I've never been in jail. Not one day.
Oh, that's beautiful. See, he's a
I'm
good 53 Samaritan. 53
years old, and I respect the law. Never in trouble.
A law-abiding citizen has told me that I was lucky and I did nothing wrong, Will.
I went
nothing.
Through Barnett. You remember Barnett Bank?
No.
All right, you're too young. Anyway, I went through the drive-through, and I would cash my check and get the money, and I would count it. And I told the lady, I said, ma'am, you made a mistake. Mm. She said, no, sir, we don't make mistakes. I said, okay, thanks for the extra 20. And I drove off.
But that's
your
different.
Time to collect.
See, that's different, though. That's not theft. That's just an error in your favor. I mean, you tried to correct this. She didn't try to correct this. She let it happen. You, with the extra 20, said, hey, there's a mistake. And she said, no. Okay, fine. Goodbye. That's totally an error in your favor.
Mm.
But what she did today, theft.
No, absolutely.
Let
nature
cashier,
take its course.
If anybody could be blamed, it would be the cashier.
Absolutely. I let her do
because
her job.
She knew what she was doing. That's her job.
Do I have a Publix apron and name tag? No, I don't work there. I do not tell people how to do their job. That's rude. No one likes that.
No, if somebody comes through with a full grocery cart and they line the whole conveyor up, are they going to listen for the beep? No, they're not.
Yeah.
They depend on that person to do their job.
Yeah, these are terrible excuses.
I was, exactly.
These
I was
would
letting
not hold
her do.
Up. Get Dom on the phone. Can we get Dom on the phone?
No.
I'm going to call him.
Sir, have a blessed day, okay? Have a blessed weekend.
You too, sweetie.
Okay, God bless.
Bye.
Godspeed. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Tara. I hope you're having a blessed day, ma'am.
I'm having the most blessed day.
Oh, wonderful.
I don't believe you were stealing. I really don't.
Thank you.
But I do believe that the universe tests us.
Yeah.
And maybe you should have said something about it.
No.
And maybe.
No, I shouldn't have. No, it was my time to collect. I did not hang up on her, by the way. I did not hang up on her.
Uh-huh.
She hung up on herself.
Sure.
She hung up on herself. Last call before we go to break. Hello? You're on stage.
Hello, this is Charles. How y'all doing?
Is it Charles?
Listen,
okay.
You know what this is? This is a tall, cold glass of haterade. That's what this is right here.
From Will?
And Anna, you deserve
Thank you.
Everything
Thank
free.
Thank you.
Deserve every... All right, Bernie Sanders. What are you talking about, deserve everything free? You got to pay for groceries, man.
I've been paying groceries my entire life.
We're not talking about shrimp. We're talking about some strawberries.
What does it matter? What's the difference?
They're grown right here. Will, they're grown right here.
They're grown
again,
right here.
I still
homegrown.
Have to know what's that, what difference
homegrown
does that make?
Homegrown goodness was reciprocated onto Anna, and we need to let
the
her back.
Sweet, sweet nectar of God's gifts
they're
was given to me.
Awful
people.
Glorious.
Thank you.
Awful people listen to this program. You're all sympathizers.
Sir,
you're all
God
enablers.
Bless.
She's
God
a
bless.
Thief.
I'm not a thief. Thank you so much
Will,
for calling
get
in.
Get a straw. Get a straw. Sip up that haterade and let her bask in this nectarade.
Yeah, I will. And guess what? I'm going to pay for it on the way out.
Yeah, there you go. 813-693-2124. She's a thief, right? She stole from that store. Let me know what you think. HMBradio.com. I do have some stickers and magnets left if you would like one. I'm running low, but I still have a few. Just slip into my DMs, home_made_man. On Instagram and Twitter, and I will send them to you for free. I will not go to your house, but I will send you some high-quality goods for free because I'm a great guy. What can I tell you? There is a donate button on HMBradio.com, too, if you're enjoying this podcast. Please feel free to donate. I know it's not good to ask for donations when I just recycled content for you, but you probably didn't hear it because you're not up at midnight, and that was good stuff. I think it was good. I enjoyed calling her a thief. It was a lot of fun. So, you know, you got to enjoy the little things in this life. Back with a full podcast next week, hopefully. I hope. Coronavirus is out there still. We'll see. My name is Will Koontz. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. I hope you have a great week. Tune in to Stay Woke. Midnights, 102.5 The Bone. Talk to you soon. Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.